inalienable right of individual self-protection. The Second Amendment has become one of the most controversial parts of the Constitution. That amendment, written in 1789 by the first Congress and ratified in 1791 by the states as part of the original Bill of Rights, states, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." The meaning of the right to keep and bear arms and the segment of the citizenry to which that right applies has been heatedly debated in recent years. Specifically, what does people mean? Does people refer to the collective body, the militia, found in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 of the Constitution? Or does people refer to every citizen individually? Well, gun rights supporters assert that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right, like the freedom of speech or religion. Gun opponents assert that the right pertains only to collective bodies, the military, the police, the National Guard, and not to individuals. According to gun opponents, there is no individual right to bear arms in the Bill of Rights. That is, according to USA Today. Law-abiding Americans have no unconditional right to firearms access. That, again, is according to the New York Post. The debate over gun control offers a revealing case study of the misuse of the Constitution, the idea that the Bill of Rights guarantees each individual a right to own a gun is a constitutional illusion. This is according to the San Francisco Barrister. The sale, manufacture, and possession of handguns ought to be banned. We do not believe the Second Amendment guarantees as an individual right to keep them. The Washington Post. There is no constitutional guarantee for private ownership of firearms, according to Austin American Statesman. Gun opponents, believing that the Constitution offers no protection for individual gun ownership, therefore encourage efforts to restrict or ban citizen access to firearms, particularly handguns. They frequently utilize highly publicized tragic instances of violence, such as those at Columbine, Fort Worth, Seattle, so on and so forth, to bolster their argument that guns should be left only in the hands of professionals. For example, there is no reason for anyone in the country, for anyone except a police officer or a military person, to buy, to own, to have, or to use a handgun, according to Michael Gartner, former president of NBC News. The Second Amendment protects only the right to bear arms for the purpose of service in the militia and not firearm ownership unrelated to militia service, according to the statement filed by 52 law professors and historians in a Second Amendment lawsuit. The individual's right to bear arms applies only to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia, except for lawful police and for military purposes. The possession of weapons by individuals is not constitutionally protected, according to the communist organization, the ACLU. One of the few things on which both gun rights supporters and gun rights opponents agree is that law enforcement officials, the militia, and the military do have the right to keep and bear arms. Therefore, this work will examine the contested scope of the Second Amendment. Do individual citizens have a constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms? Four sources of information will be examined to determine the answer. America's earliest legal commentaries, the writings of the founding forefathers, early state laws, and the state constitutions. These four categories of information will indisputably demonstrate that a citizen's right to keep and bear arms is an individually guaranteed right, and that efforts to restrict or regulate gun possession by ordinary law-abiding citizens, no matter what humanitarian or alleged historical arguments might undergird such efforts, are unequivocal violations of the explicit protections and original intention of the Constitution. In fact, after examining the historical document and records surrounding the framing of the Second Amendment, If any individual or group still claims that the right to keep and bear arms is not an individual right, then that individual or group is just as likely to use the words of...
Here we go.
At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams,
"that's why you should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, today we're talking about 9, 16, and 17 of the book of Psalms, how the Lord promised he'd turn that nation into hell that forgets him. Well, what it looks like when a nation transitions into the hell that the Lord promised. That's all you have to do is open your eyes up and you can see perfectly as to what I'm talking about. And making reference to Psalm 9, 16, and 17, you can take it, leave it, lump it, whatever the case is. I'm just here to tell you that you're in the middle of it, like it or not. And that is because of what the American people have tolerated. And their sin is finding them out. Numbers 32:23. That is my message. It's always going to be my message. It lines right up with Scripture. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it's not going to change. If Americans want revival, then they better do it the way that the Lord prescribes. Outside of that, you're going to get exactly what you're getting. More of the same and more of the same and more of the same. Now, interestingly enough, it's been minus 7 degrees here, they said, with the wind chill. It feels like minus 22 degrees at times. And then all of a sudden, the other day, my son says to me, "It's supposed to be 41 degrees on Tuesday or Wednesday." I said, "If that is the case, then just go ahead and look up, because you're going to be seeing chemtrails being sprayed down by your said representative government, whereby they are poisoning their own people concerning the air that they breathe. And it's not just the air that they breathe. It's the water that they drink. It's the food that they eat. And the list goes on. And to prove one of those points, I just want to highlight the fact that you have to go to Deuteronomy 28:24 when it comes to chemtrails. And when you look at that, that's all you have to see in great specificity, where the Lord said, "He shall make the rain of thy land powder, and dust from heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed." Now, that was written 6,000 years ago. Isn't that crazy how he knew exactly what was going to be coming into play concerning a disobedient people and how he was going to deal with them in his sovereignty? Well, because when you look at Deuteronomy 28:24, that's exactly what we're seeing. And of course, we're talking about the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all things, right? So he has given us fair warning. He has showed us what's going to happen. And he is showing us what happens to a nation that continuously goes on in their sinful way. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. Now, let me get over to another topic, because I've got so much to cover, friends, in highlighting the topic today that it's almost paralyzing. It really is. If you didn't have the Word of God, I'll tell you what, many people are probably stuck in a corner somewhere, scared to death as to what's going to happen to them next. And the reason that happens is because, as Ben Franklin rightly warned us, a nation that makes itself sheep, well, what? You're only encouraging the wolves to devour. And the wolves that you're allowing to devour Americans is embarrassing, to say the least. So let me move on to the next one here. We have a Rest in Peace News Worldwide Post. Here we have Katie Keeley. Katie Keeley was only 33 years old when she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. Just 30 days later, she passed away. And what I'm showing right now, people, is on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or beforeitsnews.com. Up online right now is a picture of Katie and her brand new baby. Katie was a NICU nurse in Madison, Wisconsin. She was also a new mom, and she died of cancer. And I'm betting, I can only imagine, the doctors maybe that are listening to me right now are just suspect. I wonder what she died for. As if to suggest these said doctors don't know exactly what she died of. Well, that's interesting. They would say, and they do, they act dumbfounded when they say that they're just baffled and they're dumbfounded. They don't know where all of this is coming from. Well, it's interesting that the ex-CDC director, Mr. Redfield, knows exactly where it came from concerning all of these deaths from Operation Warp Speed coming from the current administration, his first criminal tenure as to he who now resides in the office today. That's where it falls, friends. That's where it falls. The CDC director, Redfield, said COVID vaccines can cause lethal side effects. No. Really? So we have the head of the CDC telling us exactly where it came from. But again, right at the beginning of the last plandemic that they created, Jeremiah 11:9, we told you almost on a daily basis they were responsible for what was going on. And the people didn't want to hear it, no matter how many times we showed them over and over and over again that they're responsible for what is taking place in this conspiracy in the present time. But again, people are still dying, and the American people have completely forgotten about it. They held nobody accountable for the crimes committed against them and their family members. And so you can rest assured they're situating themselves to leverage another plandemic against you just soon enough. Don't ask me, ask them. Here, just to solidify and to reconfirm and affirm my point here, friends, we have Rep. Johnson out of Wisconsin now saying COVID was pre-planned by an elite group. Well, that's all you have to do is find the money trail. You'll find exactly who's responsible for it. But again, out of their own mouths, they're telling you that they're the responsible party. And yet the American people have still not understood the heart of God in bringing justice upon the heads of the guilty party. Now, we can all go back and say, well, Ronald Reagan did this. Nonsense. Ronald Reagan's dead. They were committing plandemics and conspiracies against the American people back then. In the decades preceding back then, friends, and the American people still didn't hold them accountable. Here, let me go back to 1985, where they signed into what they call law by the United States, namely President Ronald Reagan, as a part of a larger health bill on November 14th in 1986. The acronym NCVIA's purpose was to eliminate potential financial liability of vaccine manufacturers due to vaccine injury claims, okay? To ensure a stable market supply of vaccines and to provide cost-effective arbitration for those that have been injured by vaccines. Now, under the NCVIA, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, it was created to provide a federal no-fault system for compensating vaccine-related injuries or death by establishing a claim procedure involving the United States Court of Federal Claims and a special master's case. Okay, friends, so what they're saying is somehow or another, and again, I've said this when we were covering the pandemic during that whole time, I kept telling you, friends, do you know, in question, I was asking, in making the point with a question mark, do you know of anybody that's in business today that can indemnify themselves if they caused injury or death to somebody that bought one of their products? And you say to yourself, absolutely not. I've never even heard of anything like that. You're exactly right. So it goes to show you that when I say that these said representatives that have created this conspiracy against the people that they have genocided To date, 17 million. It's interesting, folks. It's not like they didn't know what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they also knew that the people wouldn't hold them accountable. So the point is, nobody operates like that except those that think they're above the law.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how he works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us." Where are you at, Don?
BBSradio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, folks. Look what's going on in your country today. Look what's happening in your world today. And for the American people to turn the cheek and act like it's not their responsibility to right the wrongs, it's exactly why you are reaping the hell that you are reaping today. I want to bring you over here because I want you to see something. This is pretty crazy. You know how I continuously tell the American people that they're censoring people that are telling you the truth, that the bad guys that are censoring the good guys don't want you to know of them. I continuously highlight the fact that the mainstream media has been used for decades in this country as accomplices in covering up or attempting to cover up the crimes of the conspirators. One of the other things that I continuously highlight the fact that, friends, is comes that the representatives in the halls of government that are not doing their job, working for foreign entities and leveraging what? Assailing the American people and upending their rights by using whatever means necessary to continuously erode their God-given rights because the American people are forfeiting them somehow or another. I tell you over and over, when the mainstream media and their useful idiots and the corrupt in the halls of government are lawfully dealt with, you're not going to have these issues anymore, okay? But I'm telling you that you're being censored. I'm telling you, friends, it's not Bradley Dean that's only being censored. I talked to my friend Alex Newman. He operates a news outlet out of Orlando as well. And I know, as a matter of fact, all of my friends across the country that are independent journalists, which I am not, it's interesting that they all say that they're being massively censored. And the American people don't realize that this is how the bad guys are winning the war, because it's the American people that are allowing the corrupt to go ahead and censor real news that exposes them for their crimes. Luke 12:2. Okay, read it when you get a moment. Here, I'll tell you what it says. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. But I want to tell you something, friends. Those that are not being censored, those are the ones the bad guys are using. And what you need to understand is the good guys that they're selling to you are not the good guys. Now, I just want to show you this really quick, and I'm going to get back to the point of censorship in just a moment. But I want you to see this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. And by the way, if you want to call in at any time, you can, pro or con. Jude 3 and 4, please do. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Now back to what I'm showing people. If you're not on social media platforms, you're one of our affiliates, I'll go ahead and spell it out for you. It's a brand new program up and coming in December 18th and the 21st. It's all being put on by none other than TPUSA, who is reversing the very things that Charlie Kirk was assailing. And I'm talking about uncovering concerning modern day Israel. Now, what I want you to check is, here's the vice president. This is supposed to be a Christian organization, okay? And this is the brand new itinerary here. And as I look at every single one of them, you have CIA affiliates such as Tucker Carlson. You got Donald Trump Jr. You got J.D. Vance. You got controlled opposition from Fox News, which is premised on and categorized as an entertainment agency, Fox News. Ben Shapiro, right at the end of Charlie Kirk's life, allegedly, right? It's interesting how him and Ben Shapiro got into it, and now all of a sudden Ben Shapiro's in on the kill, literally, and they just gave $1 million over to TPUSA. And I got more information on this in just a moment, but I want to show you this because people are looking at all of these speakers and they're saying, oh, I know that person and I know that person. Well, the truth of the matter is, I know many of these people that are on this list. Many of them are the people that you've been listening to that have been bringing you to the very position that you're in, and you can see that their allegiance is not to Jesus Christ. He's not even being mentioned, maybe in passing every once in a while, but their allegiance is to the politician, their favorite politicians that are selling you out to your enemies right now. Deuteronomy 28 verse 63. Now, when I look at this, you got actors like Glenn Beck, and this, he's a useful idiot. I've showed you a video of him crying on cue and them asking for tears, and then he delivers up tears. He's not making that kind of money, friends, because he's there working for the American people. But again, let me go on. James O'Keefe, all taking money from the Zionist Israel. And what I notice is that every single one up on this list, there's probably about, I'm guessing, 50 of them. Okay, I'm just guessing, about 50 of them. And you probably know who they are. Every single one of them are Zionists. And every one of these platforms, did you know that they are all considered media influencers? And did you know that all that money that's being used to help them influence the American people is all coming from the same source? Now, I know a lot of people even going over to just James O'Keefe thinking he's a great guy. Is he? Is he? He's a CIA asset. Is he, friends? Where have these people brought you? What have they led you? Didn't Jesus say Matthew 15:14? He said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. Is that where they're at? Absolutely, that's where they're at. That's exactly where they're at. But not a one of them, not a one of them that I'm highlighting right now is censored. Not a one of them. That's why you know who they are. And you already know what their message is. You know what their message is? Their messaging and their narrative is all the same thing. Now, they may have discrepancies in ideas, right? But the bottom line is they're all working for the same people. That's why they're all driving the same narrative. But what's terrible about it is when the American people see all of these 50 speakers and these media influencers, they say, oh man, that guy's great. And I love this guy and this guy and this guy. But yet they're not taking a look at the ditch that they're in right now because of the people that they're listening to. That's the importance of influence right there, friends, and who you allow to influence you. Okay. If it's not the word of God that's influencing you, you're going to end up with guys on this list like Roger Stone, who's an absolute pervert, and Russell Brand, who was, folks, recently prosecuted and charged with rape and sexual assault. And yet somehow or another, the American people are sold that these are conservatives. And this is TPUSA that is completely reversing its messaging just over the last 2 months. I mean, Americans, really? You know what's even crazier than all of that is the American people. They'll look at that and they'll say, oh, look at my options. Yeah, I know. It's like this when we tour the country. Every stop, almost every single stop on the side of the road, it's a Burger King. It's a McDonald's. It's a Taco Bell. You get the point, right? It's a Chick-fil-A. The list goes on. Did you know that all of these food, these restaurants, literally all of these corporate restaurants that we go to, do you know that the food supply comes from the same sources? It's the same thing with these guys. And people haven't figured out that's how their politicians are being put up. People haven't figured out that's how the popular preachers of the day are put up. They're all being sourced and directed in narrative by the same people driving the same message. If you can't figure out they're all driving the same message, that it's coming from the same people, then again, friends, I think you need to go back and start in kindergarten to actually put things together as to how you think. Put things together in your mind before you speak them, okay? Because this is absolutely telling. It doesn't get any more telling than what it is that we're seeing right now, friends. You know, I go to the grocery store, it's the same corporations. I go to a restaurant, it's the same corporations. I go to the newsletters, outlets, I got all these options. I got ABC News, I got MSNBC, I got ABC. No, 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 you don't, friends. It's all the same people controlling the narratives. And what is the narrative? Divide and conquer, divide and conquer. Everything that Jesus Christ himself told us not to give ourselves over to is exactly what the American people are giving themselves over to. And I want to tell you something, Americans, every single one of these American patriots that you've been misled to believe in defining them out to be what they are not, they are not leading you to patriotism. They're helping forge the chains that are on your body right now. And I'm talking metaphorically speaking. And you want to talk about bondage, friends? You want to talk about every wind of doctrine that brings it about? These are the ones that are responsible for it. But it's the American people that are responsible for putting them up. Now, hence, let's go all the way back and go to censorship. I want people to understand that those are the good guys that have been sold to you, that are literally leading you to a foreign power that hates your guts, just like the Lord told us in Leviticus 26. But I want to show you something else too, because now we've been told that there's a bad guy, right? Who are those that are driving a negative narrative? We've been taught that they're the left. I've covered this a million times on this show. Well, what I want you to show you concerning censorship is this just came up, and it's actually a video of this guy named Adam Mockler who comes out of nowhere. He's being sold to the people on what they call the left as their new, you know, put up guy, one that speaks for what they call the left. And interestingly enough, he's already got 1.77 million subscribers. This guy on the right, showing this on social media platforms, highlighted the fact that within 2 hours, there was over 20,000 people added to his webpage. See, you know how they're winning the war, friends? Oh, and Benjamin Mialikowski, you know him as Netanyahu? He'll tell you what we need to do is buy bots. Just like Hillary Clinton did when they found out that she spent your tax dollars in buying her likes on her Facebook account. What are they doing? They're deceiving the American people into believing, by not censoring them, that that's the message the American people are listening to, when nothing, again, could be further from the truth. This lie is on you, America, not Bradley.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start.
You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. What turning into hell begins to look like, American people look at me and say, well, that's a negative. Well, it's a negative to disobedient people. Yeah, of course. But those that are fighting for their freedom are going to tell the people why it is that they're in the position that they are in. And you're not going to, you can go ahead and rationalize all that you want to outside of the Word of God, but it's not going to fly. The reason I'm bringing this message to the American people is because it's better to teach them prevention is better than cure. And if they don't want to learn that, then they're gonna feel the heavier hand of the tyrant. Speaking of which, I don't know that the American people are aware of this right now, but Pam Bondi,
You know, Mr. Nobody's a more pro-Second Amendment president than me, Donald Trump said. You do see that Pam Bondi's coming out right now trying to implement that, which is completely illegal concerning the Second Amendment. This is coming from Gun Owners of America. AG, Pam, she's an absolute joke, just like the rest of them. Cash Patel, Pete Hegseth, folks. For people to accept them as legitimate representatives shows you how stupefied the American people have become. Really. They have no idea what they're talking. They have no idea what the Constitution says. But I'll tell you what, they're good slaves. They are. They're good slaves. They're the taskmasters. It's like back in the day, back in the 1200s when King John was dictating all of those that were basically enslaving people to work the fields for their little subordinates. It's exactly what they are. And what are they doing? They're tending the fields, and you just happen to be on the fields. And what's worse than that, friends, is they're doing what they're told is because they're extorted. I said this the other day, a question for everybody in the country. I got a real serious question for you. What happened to the Epstein files? Doesn't that show you how simple the American people are? Did they demand justice? No, they got online. They called him a couple names. Donald Trump told everybody about how guilty he was. Listened to all these witnesses. And then we listened to Donald Trump call all of these victims a bunch of liars. And then what happens? It goes away. It's the same thing that we're hearing right now, friends, with Ilhan Omar. She needs to leave the country. She needs to leave the country. She's committing treason and fraud in the billions. And he says she needs to leave the country. It shows you how ignorant he is. This isn't about making America great again. This is about spoiling America and the American people right now, because it's exactly what they're doing. Here, let me take it this way. Right now, everybody says that there's a problem with the Muslims in the country because they see what's going on over in Europe, right? And this coming from your said representatives who are making America great again, right? What are they doing? They're enslaving you through the TSA, which is completely a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. That on top of this, friends, now they're trying to disarm you. And they've been trying to disarm you for a long time. But this disarmament is coming from the one that sold themselves as making America great again. Why are they trying to disarm you in the face of Muslim terrorists in the United States of America? That's all you have to do is answer that question. Answer that question. Does that tell you that they're on the same team? Does it sound like they're using the Muslims as a political battering ram to upend who we are? Because people that are thinking out there are asking, who's been arrested? Where's the justice? See, that's why America is being destroyed, is because there is no justice. Because again, the American people are entertained by the games that the politicians play with their blood-bought freedoms. And there's no gratitude within the American people, because if there was, they wouldn't tolerate a jot or a tittle to be kicked against the price paid for those freedoms in any sense of the word. Okay? But look at this, friends. GOA's coming out and saying, listen, we're being betrayed. Yep. She described herself as a strong defender of the Second Amendment. She tells Americans that under her leadership, the DOJ is committed to protecting our rights. They all say that until they get there. And what are they doing? She's attacking. What is the GOA saying? We've been telling you this for 8 years concerning Donald Trump, friends. For 8 years. Now the GOA is coming out and telling you what we've been trying to tell you for 8 years. She has betrayed the American people. Now, the good news is Eric Pratt, I trust and suspect that he's not going to let this go to the wayside. No, they're going to take it in. You know what's sad about this is the American people are allowing the corrupt in the halls of government not to only assail their God-given rights, but when the American people have to respond, the only retort is justice in the courts of injustice. See, when the American people come together and demand justice, that's when they're going to get justice. But the only thing that you're going to get up to that point is more injustice. And it's exactly what you're getting. Now, if you want to argue with me about that, use a little common sense and you'll see exactly how this works and how this operates. Okay? I want to show you something really quick, as I brought it up during the last segment concerning buying followers. You guys all know who Netanyahu is. I've explained it 150 times to you on this program. He's a con man. He's an international war criminal. It's not just me saying that. It's the own representatives within the courts of Israel that are calling him out as a war criminal who can't even go to Europe because if he does, he risks being arrested. He has none other than a Remphan symbol behind him, which is an occultic sign. Some say, well, it's the sign of Solomon. No, it's not. It's the Star of David. No, it's not. It's an occultic sign. And guess what it's premised on? Mysticism. In other words, it's created out of thin air. Guess what he's doing, friends? He's going around telling everybody to buy up bots, to buy up fake followers. Which goes back to the point that I was highlighting, friends, as to what they're doing to the American people. Hey, friends, I want to say this, and I said it on Saturday's show. You better thank God that you have people out there that are willing to tell you the truth. But I got to tell you something. As you all sit back, and I'm saying this as in general, because I see more people tolerate it than anything else. They can agree with me all they want to, but if they're not doing something about the problem, they're accomplices to the crime. Okay, that's just how it works. Action speaks a lot louder than words. But what I want you to get here, friends, is you need to understand that as you see those that are willing to lay themselves out there and sacrifice to get you the truth that keeps you free, and you're okay that they're being censored by these war criminals, not just without, but within, because this is happening in the United States of America concerning censorship. And how they're defrauding the people and lying to the people that there's so many of us and there's so few of you. It's just completely the opposite. But as long as you believe their lies, that's how they get away with it. And that's why I say they know how to lie better than most know how to tell their truth. And it's true. Isaiah 5:20. I've never seen so many hypocrites in all my life outside of this country. I'm ashamed of what the American people have become. I honestly am. I honestly am, and it definitely starts within the church. I'm ashamed of how ignorant people have become in this country, willfully. And their willfulness shows you that they don't care about the freedoms that they have. They don't care about those that sacrifice themselves to give them the freedoms that they have today. I'm ashamed of them. And you can say that's anti-American all that you want, which would only be another demonstration of the ignorance of people out there that are listening right now. I am tired of it. I'm embarrassed for him. I want to show you this really quick. Showing you Netanyahu. His name is Mylakowski. He's not from Rothschild's Israel, which is man-made since 47. It was created by Thomas Herzl, who was an atheist. They premised it on what? They premised it on the Balfour Compact, and they created a nation where they want to play the chosen people of God while they play the victim. What do we find that they are actually doing, friends? Continuously perpetuating the crime as they play the victims. Just like the homosexuals, just like the Muslims, just like the communists, and any other organization that has been created in the halls of corruption in the United States of America that has been propped up out there as they continuously play the victims. Even women that have murdered their babies. The government that illegally sanctioned it gets behind him and tries to make them out to be the victims, when in fact the victims are the innocent babies within their womb that, by the way, my father says he hates the hands that shed innocent blood. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about ignorance in this country. Read Proverbs 16, 17. I'm going to go over and I'm going to show you two media influencers, but they blurted the truth out in this particular scene. And somehow or another, it's funny to Tucker Carlson. The CIA operative Tucker Carlson somehow thinks it's funny that Benjamin Mylakowski, Netanyahu, AKA, right, is telling everybody we need to get these bots. It's the most important thing we can do. In other words, the most important thing we can do is continuously deceive the American people, like to the likes and organizations like the TPUSA, sell them as an organization that's Christian when in fact it's anti-Christian. That, my friends, is a fact. That is a fact. Check this out.
This is
you can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are on social media. And the most important purchases.
The most important purchases are the mainstream media. Remember what I was just sharing with you concerning that knucklehead that's being promoted as a spokesperson for the left, as if to suggest it even exists? We're ruled by law, people, not by unconstitutional parties. Remember how I told you he has 1.77 million subscribers in a short period of time? This guy that was doing a piece on his video, he said within 2 hours, there's over 20,000 new subscribers added. That means the flow is wide open to the people they want it wide open to. That's why when Facebook came out, I used to get 600 friend requests a day. Okay. That's why we had 700,000 followers on sonsoflibertymedia.com the first month. Then the second month, it was 850,000. Then the third month, it was tipping on 1 million. And then the American people, all the well-knew, all together, noticed something happened. And what they found out is that Google and big tech companies were censoring and deplatforming voices like the one that you're hearing right now. Hey, folks, this show is premised on telling you what you need to hear rather than what you want to hear. And if you don't like it, you know where to go, right? Go find one of those that are leading you into the country that's becoming the hell that the Lord promised that he would cause it to become. Netanyahu said the most important thing to do is to basically deceive the people through the media.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount." The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I don't know what's going on, but BBS is not connecting on phone lines today. Forgive me for that. Very unprofessional. But I do want to say this. I just took a minute. I'm setting up the next segment as I'm just being led here, Romans 8:14. And I just had someone online. I've never seen him before. It's M-I-D-B... who called me Brandon? It's Bradley. Just in case you missed that, he said, "I found it rather silly that you vowed not to have Ted Nugent on the show. Are you on the right show?" Because whatever your name is, you stuck both feet in your mouth. Ted Nugent on the show several times, okay? And furthermore, I did tell you before you started taking shots at me that you can go ahead and give me a call. You can make me look stupid in front of everybody. I'd prefer that you do it that way. The number's 281-845-4704. If the call comes through, great. But do yourself a favor, MIDB. Do yourself a favor and know what you're talking about before you look like a fool the way that you just made yourself look. Okay? Okay. And then talking about a few months later, you were spot polishing his boots. God knows. You sound like you're confused. Or you're just, well, either that or just idiotic. One of the two. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you're confused, okay? The phone number is 281-845-4704. We don't like cowards over here on live chat. So if you're going to go ahead and take a shot, go ahead and man up if you could do that, okay? We'd all appreciate that, okay? We don't like all these little guys sitting on the outside, biting on our ankles because they don't have the courage to actually stand up and play the man. 281-845-4704. And if you continue on and taking shots, then someone's probably going to just end up deleting you for the day, okay? Because you're not manning up. You've gotten the attention that you want, and we're waiting for your phone call. If you'd like to call, we'd love to have you. Pro or con, just like I say, Jude 3 and 4. Let me go on here, friends. Every once in a while, you got to kind of deal with the mosquito in the net. You know what I'm saying? And that was one of those guys, because what they do is they like to come over on live chat, and they like to poison the narrative. And what they do is they do that by saying things that I said when I didn't say it, or saying things that I did, which I didn't do. Or in this case, I did do, and yet he must have missed that point, okay? Or he must have missed that show, because we've had him on the show several times. Again, just for the record, and it's not Brandon, okay? We're going to say goodbye to you today because you're just being froward. And again, it's not that, it's the fact that you're not doing this live where you should be doing it. And again, we don't have time for that. Let me continue on here. And I'm going to go over here and I'm going to show you. You guys all heard about this shooting that took place, right? You guys all heard about the shooting that took place. Oh, it was in Austria, one of the two. I don't know exactly. I just seen a little bit of it. And I seen some video playing out. And it's just gotten to the point, friends, that you can't believe a thing that you're being told. And why do I say that? Because you all do know that there are crisis actors, right? And I'm going to show you one right now just to show you how far this media is willing to go to lie to the people. We've seen this over and over again where these crisis actors somehow or another appear at each crisis that takes place during these false flag events. That, my friends, is a fact. That is a fact. I want to show you one really quick here. And this guy right here, just like what we're hearing now, is this guy is playing the victim for being a Zionist. And it says, opposing Zionism, the Jewish people's right to self-determination in their ancestral homeland, which it is not, it's Palestinian homeland, okay? Especially while advocating it for others in unequivocally anti-Semitism. See, this is the new thing. This is the narrative, okay? It's anti-Semitism. And remember, friends, this is what the Bolsheviks did back in the 20s, and they basically murdered people that would speak out against the Jews, because the Jews in that day who were not Jews, that's important that you understand it here. Let me say it this way so I can make it clear. My big brother incarnate was Jewish. His mother was Jewish. So for anybody to look at a guy like me or a sincere Christian that knows the word of God and say that he's anti-Semite for calling out the crimes of someone that calls themselves a Jew that commits a crime, in other words, and holding the law against them and making sure that they are held consequentially for the crimes that they committed by bringing judgment upon their heads, somehow or another, you're anti-Semite. It's just like when you use the law to expose the homosexuals for making a prey of children 20 years ago. Remember I told you about that and you didn't want to listen to it? How many kids have been violated because the American people didn't want to listen? Luke 17:2. Oh, it's not a good place to put yourself. Now everybody knows it, right? Remember they were playing the victim when in fact they were making a prey out of your children, and they still are? Remember that? Yeah, and you know who's following in pursuit methodically? The Muslims. They come here, they defraud the people of millions of dollars, they say out of their own mouths, they're caught on film talking about anti-American rhetoric, about how they're going to conquer this country, and yet when the cameras get there, the mainstream media is right there to try to defend them and their crimes against us, and what do? They decry themselves as being the victims. They say it's Islamophobia to call them out for their crimes. It's hate to call them out for their crimes. It's bigotry to call them out for their crimes. It's the same thing going on with the anti-Semites right now. That's exactly what's going on, friends. And guess what? Those that are decrying the fact that there is anti-Semitism that's going on out there and they're targeting Jews, it's all completely made up. Because the ones that are doing it aren't Jewish at all. They're trying to sell to you that they are God's chosen people. See this guy right here? I'm showing a guy that's being painted up with his blood all over his face, and then they take pictures of him. He is playing the fact that he's a victim of anti-Semitism, but what they're showing you, friends, is all the cameras around him and the makeup artist putting blood all over his face. See, it's the same thing, friends, as to what we're seeing. Now, I just want to show it to you in general because they busted this guy. We busted several crisis actors that have done this over and over again, namely in the mass shootings that we've seen throughout the country. Look at this. He's been busted over and over again, friends. Here's the truth of the matter again. And here we have Benjamin Netanyahu saying, you know what? We need to put a stop to this. Here, I want to tell you how you put a stop to it. You put a stop to it when you take all of these individuals that call themselves elitist, prime ministers, heads of state, so on and so forth, these unconstitutional agencies that are creating false flag crimes, and you put them in jail. And you know what's going to go away? All of these false flag crimes that are being committed. They create the problem. Then they come behind it and they play the problem solver. Here, I'm going to show you something real quick.
Often is either faked or exploited in order to advance Israeli objectives and to justify.
Okay, so here we have a guy right here in the gray zone talking about Israelis were behind a wave of fake anti-Jewish bomb threats in Australia.
By Israel's existence as a supposed sanctuary for the Jewish people. There's a fascinating investigation taking place in Australia. Australian police are investigating whether, quote, overseas actors or individuals are paying local criminals to carry out anti-Semitic crimes in the country. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says anti-Semitic attacks are being, this is his words, perpetrated by people who don't have a particular issue, aren't motivated by an ideology, but are paid actors.
They're paid actors to create the crisis to bring out the end of the political mold in so that they mean to create. Okay? Here's another guy that just came out. At least 11 killed in shooting, we're told, which targeted Australia's Jewish community at Bondi Beach. That's what we're told. I'm telling you, friends, question everything. And guess what, friends? Right on cue, guess who starts talking? None other than Netanyahu. Isn't it interesting that he actually predicted the two buildings falling down? He even wrote a book about it. He even said that the two buildings would come down if the American people didn't take seriously the Muslim threat. Let me ask you something, friends. Wasn't it the rabbis that said that they used the Muslims to sweep away their opposition? Isn't that exactly the history of the use of Muslims, these mercenaries, to kill off the political opposition? That those that are behind them are paying them to create. That's exactly what's going on. Now, again, I can see this stuff. I can put it together. It's not difficult for me to see this. It's real simple to see it. Especially when they do it over and over and over again. Here, I want you to hear this. Listen to this.
On August 17th, about 4 months ago, I sent Prime Minister Albanese of Australia a letter in which I gave him warning.
God, this kind of reminds me of
boy,
this,
isn't that crazy? Netanyahu warned the Australians this might happen. Here's another one.
I wrote a book in 1995 and I said that if the West doesn't wake up to the suicidal nature of militant Islam, the next thing you see is the militant Islam is bringing down the World Trade Center.
Netanyahu said, quote, "We're benefiting from one thing. and that is the attack on the Twin Towers and Pentagon and the American struggle in Iraq. Netanyahu then reportedly said these events, quote, swung American public opinion in our favor.
Okay, so folks, they're telling on themselves, and if you wanted to quit, then deal with the elitists that are predicting all of this. They're using the, I've said this before, friends, and I've showed you this before, there's 45 predictions by the Simpsons to a T. They're foretelling, friends, and they're called soothsayers. They're carnal men creating these scenarios, and then they play them out by hand with the use of the media. And they want you to believe that they had some sort of spiritual insight when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. And how will you know that? Well, what is the outcome? It's more slavery. It's more cry out to us so we can continuously restrict more of your rights. And we need you to forfeit more of our rights, which, by the way, our forefathers told us never to do. Our forefathers told us to never do it. Okay, Americans, the hell that America is becoming today, what it's transitioning into today, is because the American people are, in fact, the pawns on the board, and they're allowing these criminal, wicked individuals to commit the crimes, forecast the crimes, to go after guess who? You and your children. Rest assured, that's exactly what's going on. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.